There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Live today at Jersey Mike's in Fayetteville. We're on Joyce Boulevard across from the movie theater, and we are here for the Jersey Mike's Day of Giving today, where 100% of sales go to Arkansas Children's. I'm Derek Ruskin here. We've got Zach and DQ back inside our palatial studios of ESPN Arkansas here in Northwest Arkansas. And
I want a Philly cheese.
It's a movie day.
Yeah, we were watching some My Cousin Vinny. I want a Philly cheese. And if you could get that back here during the break, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah, we'll as Santa Claus would say, we'll see what we can do
about it. DQ, what do you want? Okay.
I'll take that too.
Okay, two Philly cheese.
Just make it easy.
All right, two 17s.
Yes.
Okay. We'll get right on that.
BE
right.
would like
as you
to tell
imagine, it's
a- well, BE would like you to tell Danny DeVito sup. If you happen to see him, cool.
God, if only he was here. I have so many Louis De Palma questions to ask Danny DeVito if he had showed up today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, he's not here. About everybody else that works here is here. It is a busy day on a day of giving here at Jersey Mike's. We're actually outside with our setup and everything here. And folks, the blindness is real. Like, I had a very difficult – you can't see screens out here. I know it's bright and all, but I also know that I'm old and I can't see anymore. So it is it was a struggle getting all this stuff fired up here. I can barely see my phone. I can see my laptop a little bit better. And, yeah, those are my problems for the day. How are you doing?
We're great. DQ has complained all day that it's cold.
I'm still a little cold.
It is beautiful in here. I think the game time temperature when I walked in was a crisp 69. It's fantastic. It's beautiful.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It is 50, as the great Larry Shank would say, it's 53 baseball degrees here outside of Jersey Mike's in the sun. So it feels a little bit warmer than that. Maybe DQ should come here and I'll go back and run the controls. What about that?
No.
I think my hands would get a little chilly.
We're okay. We're fine. We're okay. all is well here. We're doing just fine. But if the two number 17s don't get here, there will be trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll put that in, and we'll see if that expense gets approved.
I know the expense won't get approved. No, I've been down that road before. No.
No.
Yeah. I know. I know about that, and I'm prepared to buy gas for the grocery getters out by the street, the ESPN Arkansas grocery getter. I refuse to call it a pig rig because that's stupid.
Oh, no, no, no.
But the grocery getter.
Yeah, the pig rig. Well, the pig rig retired. Actually, it caught fire
that's
in
right,
Alma.
Yes.
It caught fire on 40 in Alma, so that was the death of the pig rig, so...
I don't think you've worked in broadcasting until a vehicle's blown up on you. You,
yeah.
Male,
yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
I mean, if you haven't worked in broadcast until you've blown up a vehicle. Mine blew up on 49 as well.
Two things are absolutely imperative on a especially if you work in sports. One is the station vehicle burning to a crisp because nobody bothered to change the oil, or number two, you've purchased adult material on the station credit card. Those are the two things. You do that. You know, you're pretty much part of the club.
We had a we were trying to get a bus from Fort Smith to Fayetteville, and then Jamie and maybe Ray from Harrison were going to meet us in Fayetteville, take it back to Harrison. We didn't get to the tunnel. I was hitting that gas pedal, and nothing was happening. And I'm like, we have a problem here. This sucker is dead. And that's what happened. And then, of course, you know, you've got 15 people who send Tommy Kraft pictures on his phone going, what happened to your bus? So, everybody's a Weisenheimer out
right.
there. So
it happened.
Anyway. Also, we have sunscreen out here. So,
hey,
I mean, we're set
go.
Up. We're ready to go out here. I got sunglasses, sunscreen. There you go. No sun kissed, though. I don't have any of that.
I'm
just drinking tea like a regular person. But anyway, we're trying to get some margaritas from next door, but so far that hasn't happened.
Hey,
but we'll let you know.
Do you want me to just have them DoorDashed over?
Hey, that's a great idea, actually. Can you DoorDash from like if you're at like your kid's game or something? Can you be like, oh yeah, I'm in the gym in the top,
absolutely. I had a pizza delivered to an AAU tournament last summer.
That's fantastic.
That guy just walked up. I went to the door and I said, look, there's a guy coming from a pizza place. When he comes in, just you know, I got him.
he's with me. Okay, good. Oh, wow. Let's see here. You can join us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 866-285-4005. Sasquatch, I guess we're going to do this now. I had planned on doing this later. We're going to do this now.
Did you get it? Did you get the email?
I've seen it. It has been sent to me. Well, I don't know if I have it.
It came in two parts. The first was the, hey, this is what we're doing this weekend for the LSU series. Then came the, well, we really need your money email from the Office of the Athletics Director.
So
I just read through it.
Maybe I've been removed from the mailing list because I didn't get either of those.
I would say that's probably a fair guess.
Here's a text from Sasquatch. So I got an email from Hunter Juracek. It was so informative about Arkansas Edge and all the good it's doing in our community.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually have a copy of it. It's what they did was they sent out a list of things that they're going to do for the LSU weekend. Some of these are actually pretty cool. For $100, you can get a family photo on the field. $125, you can watch BP. $50 to play catch in the outfield. $50 to take BP. $50 for the seventh inning stretch. Cool, right? I mean, that's reasonable stuff that most businesses do. And then came the email.
Well, I mean, that's all fine and dandy, but again, I've said this since this whole collective thing started. The Green Party is never able to out-contribute the Republican or the Democratic Party, and that's what they're doing with these $50 and $100 deals. You need a whale. You need the Koch brothers. You need somebody with a big old bucket of money to say, go win. And you're not going to get that 15, and you know, they're running a Bernie Sanders campaign. It's not going to go anywhere with this $50 and $100 at a time situation here. Now, I have a solution for them. Wouldn't it be something? Because right now, all of their marketing is in the echo chamber. They're either talking to people who have already said no or people who are already contributing because it's all staying in the little family of, ticket people and people who subscribe to their propaganda machine and all that stuff. What about if somebody from over there appeared on, say, the only local afternoon show that exists in this town and, frankly, in this half of the state, and try and get some people from that are not in their little circle to come into the tent? Would that not be an effective strategy? Just something I'm thinking about over here, you know. I got a sandwich in me. I'm feeling pretty good. Thinking.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to go small sales, big numbers is the way they're trying to go about it, rather than trying to land, as you called it, the whale. And it's going to be a slow burn, I think, I'm afraid. It's going to take them a while to get. They want 5,000 members. That's the number that they put on it. We've seen some of the merchandise that goes out. My question is, okay, if I'm giving you this money, what are you going to do with it? What is in it for me?
Well, we live in one of the. We've been trying to get them to 4,000 followers for a month now.
Yeah,
it still hasn't moved. So, I mean, but like, they are preaching to the converted. They need to go to some of these other lands where there aren't yet subscribers to their messaging. And what better way to do that than with mass communication, like, I don't know, you know, six giant sports radio stations that cover half of the state. Just a thought I had, you know? But right now, I mean, you're preaching to the converted already. Like, these people that you're talking to are already in. You're not acquiring new business by talking to people who already buy your product.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Hank has done the arithmetic.
Oh, good.
And if you get 5,000 people donating $100 each, that's $50,000.
Is that right?
Isn't that well, that's what he said.
Time.
Oh, get the calculator.
Hey, I got it. Yeah, no, it's $500,000.
Oh, it is?
Yes, 500,000. Half a million.
Hank, thank you. You've screwed everything up already. I've been waiting on that text for 5 minutes.
Here's the thing. If you believe for 1 second that the giving is going to stop at $100, you're crazy.
You know, the other thing they've got to fix, they are fixing this. So I will say that on the front end. But initially, when they sent you your gear, none of it had a Razorback on it.
That's a problem. I mean, that's a problem.
The only
nobody
gear
wants something with the edge thing on
is
it.
Hog right. gear. And I think they have fixed that. I think they've worked around whatever workaround they've had to do there. But yeah, the initial run of merch didn't even have a Razorback on it. Well, you go to an airport somewhere wearing that, no one's going to know what it is. It's not the, you know, the Razorback is in its own way iconic. People know instantly. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. They know something about the school or the team or whatever.
So have you seen the letter itself?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. So I don't actually have a problem with the letter and the way that it was, you know, the way that it was. It's just, it's a simple marketing letter. It's pretty simple. But there are some things in here that are important. They said the Arkansas Edge has announced the Drive for Five membership, which is the goal to reach 5,000 members by kickoff of the football season. Okay, yeah. Fine. They don't give you any real insight into what this is going to cost you. And I'm assuming it all goes back to the membership levels and all of that sort
yes.
of thing. And you know what? Okay, if in this new world, I don't really have a problem with this. It's just don't be so disingenuous about it. You know, don't send out an email and then a couple hours later send out the fundraising email. Don't get everybody excited about the LSU weekend and all the things you can do. And then and here's the thing, and they do clearly lay this out, and this is where maybe I have a question. The money can't come from the university. It has to come from outside sources. So if you're paying $125 to watch batting practice, who gets the money? Is that an Arkansas thing that it can't come from tickets or concessions or any or merchandising or anything
up,
like that?
You split it up amongst the people you're watching hit batting practice.
Well, that's my question is, okay, who's actually in charge of the $125 that everybody's paying? Is it university money or is it collective money?
Zach, they have two problems here. One, they are low on funds. And two, they have terrible optics. They've got to completely change the way that they market and promote this, because what they have done is made it look like they don't have any money. And what you need to do is what every person in every subdivision up here does, which is fake it till you make it. You got to look like you're rich even if you're not. And they haven't done that to this point. So they have two problems here. What do you think the rest of the league is thinking about seeing that Arkansas is trying to get 5,000 members?
I don't even think
football season.
Arkansas is an afterthought to most
well,
of the schools in the league.
They're a laughing stock when you see
well,
that around
it,
the league.
I don't think Mississippi is looking at Arkansas and going, oh gosh, what are the Razorbacks doing? I'm curious how sustainable the business model is where you're continuously asking your fans for money after that you've gouged them for tickets and seating and all of those things after you've taken all their money there, and now you want more. Or recording a different group of people. And, you know, I got the email. No, thank you. I appreciate it, but no. I'd like to know where my money's going if I'm going to give it to you.
I think that they are. I think a lot of this material now, us talking about it, gets it out to people who don't get the email. But the people that got the email, as I mentioned earlier, are already in the tent. Like they're already like converted.
Well,
you need to find people who aren't converted and give them your spiel on why they should donate.
Not necessarily because I got the email. And I'm not in the tent. I guess I'm more pragmatic about it, and I like my money in my account, not theirs. I'd like to know what you're going to do with it. There's no, hey, it's just this nebulous, oh, it's for, you know, student athletes and things. Okay, great. But I'd like to see a breakdown. I'd like some more information before. This is like somebody rapping on your door and going, hey, give me $100 for the Drive for Five fund. No, I'd like to know what my money's going towards.
They have to do a lot more than have a couple of writers write about this and some of their other employees that are, in broadcasting, pumping this up. They got to do a lot more than that to change the narrative on this, as far as I could tell, because they have a PR problem and apparently they have a money problem.
In the 70s, we had a name for something like this. It was called a slush fund, and it was simply to hand out money for whatever you needed to do politically. That's what this is. It is a slush fund. Is a somewhat legalized slush fund. That's it.
Right. Right. And, well, the thing, listen, I assume, I mean, I don't know who's running the books on this, but I assume that if you donate to this, the money goes to the players. That's what I assume.
Surely embezzlement is not a temptation.
The thing that bothers me the most is when people who have, and, you know, some of these people run businesses here, and they try and guilt the fans that aren't giving, that say, hey, if you want to keep losing, then don't give. And it's just, that is completely unfair. It's total class warfare. It's completely, it bothers me. You can't tell people, and it costs $300 to go to the grocery store, for crying out loud. You know, forgive me if people are trying to, you know, feed their kids rather than give $100 to go get some crappy sweatshirt that they're going to throw in the trash later that doesn't even have a hog on it. I mean, like, that's the thing, you know. They got to raise money. They got to do their fundraising, you know, a Drive for Five, all that stuff. But when you have – they need to get a hold of everybody who does give and tell them to quit trying to guilt the people that don't by saying, hey, we're going to keep being losers if you don't contribute, because I don't think that's right. I don't like that at all. That bothers me.
Yeah, but I don't think the people that can't would go, you know what, I'm not going to eat tonight. I think we're more sensible than that.
You would hope so.
You would hope so. Now, look. You want to support your favorite team, and you want to help, but again, this is your money that you're just handing over, going, here, take my money for whatever you're going to do with it. You have absolutely no clue what it's being used for.
Right. It's very nebulous. You know, when you give to the foundation, it's pretty cut and dry. Yep. You're getting tickets. You're getting better tickets. You're getting parking, whatever it is. Like, you know what's happening. You know what the return is on that. It seems to me right now, and again, they have to do a better job of marketing this, because right now it just seems like the only thing you get back is maybe the team will win more. That's all you get
maybe
out of your NIL contribution to the collective right now. And, you know, maybe it's more than that. Who knows? They've done a lousy job. And again, you know, handpicking a couple of riders to say, hey, everything's fine, don't worry about this. They got to do better than that to reverse the cycle on this, where everybody is, most people are fishy of what's going on here. And it seems like it's not going well. You know, they got to do some work on this.
Yeah. I mean, they're behind.
They have two problems.
And again, they're behind. I think they're behind, a good portion of the league. It doesn't mean you can't win, because you're NIL. Look, if NIL were the driving force for championships, A&M would never lose.
That's right.
You've got to have all parts of the equation. I think they've solved some of the equation. The NIL portion is the last thing that they kind of have to get their arms around. And again, I mean, I've read the email a couple times. I don't have a problem with the email. I don't like the fact that, you know, you're getting outside pressure now from businesses and other people. Oh, you got to donate. You got to go. No, I don't. I have to. This is my money, not yours. You're not entitled to it.
Like, okay, so there, I showed you this earlier. John Daly, pretty big, unofficial spokesperson for Razorback Athletics. Fair?
Fair.
Okay, he doesn't even know what's going on. Because yesterday he did an interview saying, you know, it's going to be difficult to have a quarterback making $4 million and the offensive line's getting paid in barbecue. Like, he doesn't even know. So if someone as connected as him doesn't know what's going on, then how are any of the rest of us going to know what's going on? They've got to do a better job of PR and marketing this thing, because right now it's the optics are terrible.
And we just got
around the league and here.
We just got a question of, you know, would a school ever become a publicly traded entity? Well, Grand Canyon is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but here's the thing, is if you went publicly traded, it means that all of your information is now public.
It's been talked about by some of these hedge fund guys have talked about investing in Texas, you know, getting, you know, in the University of Texas. Mm-hmm. They've shot that down to this point. That's something that could be in the future somewhere. I got a text here from Justin I wanted to read on the McClardino hotline. It's their responsibility to figure it out, not mine.
Bingo.
You know, that's
that's good.
That is true. It is true. It's another thing too that we run into. It's the whole chicken and egg thing. Like, right now, they're not winning in the two biggest sports at a high level, at least not this past season. And so people are, why should we give now? So the challenge is you try to get people to donate before you're good. And that's a difficult ask for people. It's easier to get people to open their pocketbook when they are good.
Sure.
There's no doubt about that. So I don't know. I want to say something about the email, because it's not that the email didn't say you know, if you want to keep losing, don't give. But people, I see these posts all the time from other people that are like, you know, and I think one of them even is one of the people higher up in the collective situation here. And just to guilt people to hand over their money and they don't really even know where it's going, I think there's got to be a better tactic than hey, you want to be bad? Don't give. You know,
well,
I mean,
you have to have a better track record with my money than what you've put out. And that's the I don't know. We're not this isn't the richest state in the nation. Asking people to give and give and give. And it's not just 1 year, guys. It's year over year. You're going to be doing this for 25 years. The minute you donate, you're on their mailing list, and you're going to be asked for more and more and more of your income every single year.
And the payroll's not going down.
No.
It's going up and up and up year over year over year until unless something is done. You know, at the government level, I guess, the league has shown no interest in doing anything about this. The NCAA can't do anything about this. And, you know, the NCAA is in the news today because, and make no mistake about it, okay, the NCAA, Charlie Baker came out today wanting to get rid of player props. This is not about integrity of the game. You know what this is about? The NCAA can't get any gambling money. And so they're mad about it. They don't have a deal with DraftKings. They don't have a deal with FanDuel. They don't have a deal with any of these Caesars. So since they can't get a deal with these entities, their reaction is, well, we need to eliminate a certain part of this. Do not be fooled. The NCAA has never had and never will have a honorable intention towards anything they do. And this is no exception. Wanting to make player props in college games illegal is only because, in my opinion, they can't get any of the gambling money like the NFL has, like the NBA has, and other entities. It has nothing to do with protecting the integrity of the games, as far as I can tell, Zach.
The NCAA is pointless at this point. They're party planners. They're on the same level with PETA. Like, when PETA gets upset, you're just like, hey, that's cute. You know, go back to whatever you're doing. The minute the NCAA speaks, it's like, shut up. What are you doing?
Right.
This isn't your ball game anymore.
If March Madness was presented by FanDuel, do you think they'd want to get rid of player props?
No, absolutely not. Because now you're the betting partner of the NCAA, but they can't.
Right.
They can't seem to have that impropriety there, that conflict of interest, because the NCAA is incredibly pure. The NCAA right now can't do anything.
Nope.
I mean, the conferences run everything. And until they decide that they want to put some legislation in place, and that's the only way this is going to happen.
There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Do what you want with this piece of information. But we spend the first half hour on the email, and mysteriously today at 2:27, the email appeared in my
weird
inbox.
Weird.
That something?
You were probably in the second flight.
Yeah, I'm not a first flight guy. I'm in the second flight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably true. Anyway, so we've got that. We've got other people. We had someone who texted us on the McClarty Daniel hotline that they've bought tickets for 24 years, so they're not going to donate to this. They're already making a donation. I had an idea, though, because doesn't the foundation fund scholarships?
Yes.
Well, none of the players go to class anyway. Why don't they just use the foundation scholarship money to fund the NIL? Just a thought I had.
Because we have to keep up at the very least, the ruse that they are going to class.
Okay. All right. Here's a suggestion of naming Fogg's new girlfriend, Wisconsin Connie. All right.
I'm actually texting with her right now. She seems delightful, although she is having, and I'm quoting here, having a quarter-life crisis.
Oh, boy.
BQ, you're a recent college graduate. What is a quarter-life crisis?
Usually happens when you're 25 out of college, so.
Oh, okay.
Like what I'm having right now.
You're having you're having a quarter-life crisis?
Like a small one.
So is she like going to buy a Corvette or something?
Yeah,
well, that's what the cat
seven.
Was.
Oh. Okay,
I see.
Okay. All right.
So is Fogg younger?
I am efforting here. She seems a little worried.
Because Fogg could be her quarter life crisis.
That's true.
I think John Mayer wrote about this many years ago, didn't he?
Yes, I think he did. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm working on this right now. She was in class. She's having a little quarter life crisis. but we're now texting back and forth, and I'm going to see if I can get her on at some point to. So that we can say, why? Why are you doing this?
Has Don't your this. Midlife crisis passed? Or
mine? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mine's
right.
Parked out there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine just, I drive it every day. That's my midlife crisis.
Okay. All right. Well, you're incredibly self-aware. That should be should be a feature women find attractive in a man. I'm just saying.
She doesn't know why she's dating Colton.
This is
not setting up well.
This is a house of straw on a foundation of sand right now is what this is. Oh, man. You know, he should never have told you about any of this.
No, he should never have done this.
Invite you to the wedding. That's when you find out, okay? That's...
How's that going for you?
What do you mean?
Inviting me to the wedding.
Yeah, well, you're technically still invited, but I have issues, so you're it's day to day. We're all day to day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, well. What should I do for my midlife crisis? Anybody?
I mean, I have some thoughts, but I
don't share them.
Okay. That wasn't very nice.
I thought we lost the connection there for a second.
Wow. I said I have some thoughts.
Abner wants to know about an end-of-life crisis.
Ooh, that's different. That's a whole different thing. Everybody deals with it differently. It's like ho-phase. Everybody deals with it differently.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
Why? It's what it is.
I think you have
promiscuous
to say
phase.
Promiscuous phase.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, but it's more fun.
The rebound.
Your father says your midlife crisis is getting a bride.
No, I don't think so.
That's what he said.
He said that.
Jay says,
hey, you know what that dummy did? Let me tell you what he
did. What did the retired Rube do?
Okay. He sends in. Now, the policy has been, to this point, we've gotten a few gifts. And we open them. And then we've, we wrote a bunch of thank you notes already last night. Okay?
Oh, it's you ahead of the curve.
This guy, my mom was invited to the bridal shower. So they called me Saturday, like, hey, what's with this shower? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know anything
about
it. What
do you know?
So anyway, they're coming up here for this shower. So they send gifts, and we open them. And I tell them, oh, yeah, we opened them. Yeah, we got the gifts. They're like, you weren't supposed to open those until the shower. I'm like, well, you didn't leave a note or anything on them. How were we supposed to know? So I guess we have to wrap them again so that they can get opened at the bridal shower.
Yeah, and you have to put on an Oscar-winning performance when you open them. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, wait, are you
I won't
invited?
Be there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
No, it's ladies only. I'm not going to be there.
So where are you going?
Well, I have to entertain the would you like to entertain the retired Rube for an
Absolutely
afternoon?
Absolutely not. No. Nope. 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 No, but I do want to get to the bottom of whether or not he is Bob Ross.
He's what?
Bob Ross.
Oh, if he's because of that picture.
My God, man. He looks just like Bob Ross.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. So we're getting some information from Bessie. Apparently, Fogg wrote her a 3-page letter, to which, of course, I responded, was it spelled correctly? And she says,
We're going to need that letter.
She says, well, he lacked some punctuation, but for the most part, it was grammatically correct. His spelling was not.
We're going to need that letter.
Yeah, this is the future governor of Kansas sending out love letters.
Governor, hell, he'll be president of the United States.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Talking about? Yeah,
he'll be the next senator from Lawrence, Kansas.
Huh. I mean, he can't run till he's 90, but I mean, he'll at least be in the running at some point for that. Let's see here. What else is going on here? All right. No, I can't read any of these.
No.
Thank you. No. Okay, you can join us on the McClarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. Woo-Pig Steven giving us the song that John Mayer wrote about the quarter-life crisis.
Okay, which is?
Why Georgia is the song.
Ooh.
Off the Room for Squares album. Don't ask me why I know
DQ? Is that accurate?
I don't really listen to John Mayer.
Why not? Oh,
well,
was
the
quarter-life crisis when he dated a 19-year-old Taylor Swift when he was like 32? Was that the quarter-life crisis?
The album came out in 2004, so I don't think that was.
Oh, so he already went through his life crisis before the Taylor Swift thing.
Okay, all right.
Yes, yes. If he was dating Taylor Swift in 2004. I believe the feds are going to have to storm his house.
That'd be a crime,
I'm just saying. Yes, I believe that's correct. I think that came out in 04. I don't know. Now I'm looking this up.
On
you ever
Saturday,
hate your life?
On Saturday, I am.
Oh, 2001. Oh, even
okay,
better.
All right.
I'm setting up a surprise birthday party for my sister who requested a surprise birthday party.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh.
Should you have not mentioned this on the
local afternoon show?
And you sure about that?
Yes.
Okay. But the recruits listen, DQ.
Yeah, so, DQ, I mean, think about
maybe,
the recruits.
Maybe she's listening.
Well, my sister does not. Yes, my dad is taking her out for the day.
Oh, yeah.
That's
not suspicious.
That me and my mom are decorating her apartment for her surprise birthday party that she asked
the cat involved?
Us for.
How many homes are you currently living in?
Right now?
Yes.
One.
No. How many homes are you
my
currently
living in? My name is technically in two.
Okay, so you have a winter and a summer home.
Until tomorrow.
Okay.
Very
okay.
Interesting. Is the cat involved?
Not my cat, because my sister's cat and my cat don't get along, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, they hate each other's guts.
But my sister's cat will be involved.
Okay. We'll put a party hat on it. What are you going to do?
I don't know. She probably wouldn't like that, but I
ordered... Animals and hats. I mean, it cracks me up.
Would you like a 600-pound ice sculpture delivered to your... Why does nobody think this is a good idea?
I ordered... So she's really into Pedro Pascal. And
the Mandalorian?
Yes. The Mandalorian?
Yes.
Okay.
So I ordered a bunch of party decorations that have Pedro Pascal on them.
Oh, God.
Like balloons and a happy birthday sign. I didn't. I don't think he does them. And he's a little too famous for my budget.
Mm. Well, can you afford
might be in that $400-$500
range. He might be, and I don't think I can afford that.
Can you afford $899? Because Derek will do it. He's running a special right now.
$699. Price to move.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, we don't care.
Or for, you know,
my goal is to undercut the propaganda arm by $1. That's my,
I got
that's
you.
My
for
goal.
For $20, he'll just show up. How about that?
Oh, okay.
And he's got exactly. time. He's got
like
time
in Ghostbusters 2.
Right. He's got time this weekend. He can bring the retired Rube with him.
That's right. Yeah. You remember when the Ghostbusters went to that kid's birthday party? Hello?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you remember when the Ghostbusters went to that kid's birthday party?
Of course, yeah. Absolutely. I've pitched that idea many times that we do the show from a birthday.
They wanted He-Man.
Birthday. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, now
hey,
Colton.
Abner says you could paint the...
Go ahead.
No, Colton. Well, I said you could paint the cat green and call it Baby Yoda.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
true.
A little Grogu.
See?
True.
Get some of that, PETA-friendly paint. And, Colton's mom now knows about the girlfriend, so we broke news. Feel good. Feel good about this.
Oh, great.
And she is contemplating calling in, so we will wait.
Oh, good Lord. The floor is yours at that point.
Oh, come on. You can jump in. DQ's got questions. We all have questions. The biggest question we have is, why? Why would you do this to yourself?
Yes.
Don't set yourself behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Hey, we have a bit of news.
Okay. Like breaking news?
I don't know if it rises to the level of breaking news. It's not.
All right. There we go.
That's like the low-end breaking news sound. According to Teddy Cahill, is he still at Baseball America? I think he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Arkansas is flip-flopping the rotation, and Molina's going to go in game 2.
Mm.
And Brady Tigert's going in game 3.
Oh, strategery.
For Arkansas against LSU this weekend.
All
right. That's right. Yeah. Hagan Smith will still pitch Thursday night in game 1 against the LSU Fighting Tigers here in Fayetteville at Baumwalker Stadium. They're tinkering with the rotation a little
Love
bit
it.
Here. Very interesting. Very interesting. So that's just a
thought of that
here.
On his steel chariot back from Auburn.
Is that right?
I think so. I had some time to think things through.
Oh, he came up with. You're not going to let that go, are you? That heroic performance of flying all day and all night, going through multiple airport connections.
All right. And I it has nothing to do with Dave at all. All Dave did was get on a plane.
No,
go home.
it's the way some of our
people treated it like he was. I mean, like he was St. Patrick leading the rats out of Ireland. Come on, relax.
Here's the thing about what we do here.
Yeah.
It's never about the person or the player or whoever.
No.
It's about the stupid reaction around all of it. Mm-hmm. That's where we come in. It's never about the person.
100%. 100%.
Come on.
Stand down the Auburn Tigers. And then jumped on his
Smack
steel
Daddy,
chariot. Yes.
That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. His steel bird.
And all
Smack
the
Daddy
way
and
back
Greenwood on the McClendon Uno hotline.
Private.
Smack Daddy says if they lose, he's calling for Dave's head.
Okay, all right. Seems a little quick on the trigger there. But, Smack Daddy, by the way, is going to swing by when we're at Mock Legal on Friday. He's got some stuff for us. Very disappointed DQ will not be there.
Oh, good. Well, you know, someone has, as our leader likes to say, someone has to run the board.
Someone has to be a designated survivor, and DQ, that person is you.
Right. Right. Now, we're not riding together, right?
Yeah, we need to talk about this because this is weird.
Okay.
No, we're not riding together.
We have another situation that just developed here.
Oh, good. What's that?
I just saw a pizza delivery guy walk into the restaurant.
Woo!
With a pizza bag.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone is really hungry in there, apparently.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
I will effort more information.
Yeah, would you get... I'm going to need a little bit more on that.
Maybe it was for the staff that's been working hard all day. Give them a little pizza.
Yeah. A little shake it.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
I'm struggling with the final four picks that that our fair company put out today because Matt didn't fill out a bracket, but he suddenly has all four of the final four teams. Will, who didn't put out a bracket, also, he has, let's see here, UConn, North Carolina. He has three of the final four.
The person in the blue blazer?
Yes, that's Will.
You've seen
the
Will.
Flowing locks?
Yeah, we've got to get a better picture of Will. Will, here's the thing about Will. Will looks different from every side. I've never seen this before. Like, if you look at his right side, he looks one way. You turn to the left, you're like, who are you? And then
shapeshifter.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, but he looks different from all four sides. You have none of the final four. Congratulations.
It's four looks in one.
It is. Yeah. It's one look fits all, I guess. Or four looks fits all. Yeah. I don't know.
And also, DQ's not on there.
I filled out a bracket.
No.
I'm actually kind of mad.
Who did this?
The final four picks from the guys. So
I don't
we're
know.
Doing this whole thing again.
I don't know who did it, but like they could have asked me.
They should have.
For a photo,
right?
Because I did fill out a bracket.
What they should do is take his down and put yours up. Well, how many of your final four do you have left?
One.
No, they shouldn't have done that.
Well, they put Ruskin's up.
It's more
they
of
wanted
a
to embarrass.
Yeah,
me.
It's more of a look at this moron kind of
yes.
thing.
They don't want to embarrass you.
It doesn't matter. They could have asked.
They could have, but they didn't.
They could have asked.
Now, who put the thing together?
I don't know. Okay. I saw it on Canva before it was posted, saw that I wasn't on there, and then I saw it on Twitter. So
industry term, folks, Canva.
Canva. That was nice. The well done.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Go ahead, say it.
What?
Say top dog, and then say
no.
Wolf.
Start barking,
and
please.
Say wolf.
Wolf. Oh, wow. Okay.
DQ, I think you got a case here.
Yeah. Who should I send the angry text to? I have a feeling I know who did it, and I don't want to be mad at him, but I feel like I know who was signed.
Who did it?
Here's what you do.
I bet Will did it, and I bet Ty told him to.
Mm. DQ. All@hitthatline.com.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's
the whole
what
company
you do.
Needs to know about this.
Yeah, the whole company needs to know about your injustice. It's That's not exactly. like they're listening. So, yes, they need to know about your plight here.
Yep. That would start so much drama.
All.
Yeah.
Hit it all. Just don't include Derek and I. Like
this. Yeah.
Yeah, don't include us.
Well, I'll just have to say this is not for y'all.
Thank you.
Well, you sign it disappointed.
Yeah, yeah.
Derek, I'm being told that when they hit all on the hit that line, it doesn't include us anyway. So
good.
So we're good.
That would explain so much.
I would have to dust off my hit that line account.
Oh, that's the only email we use.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Come on.
Hey, we have had a little bit of cloud cover come over here at Jersey Mike's, so that's helped out with my vision a little bit. We're at Jersey Mike's today for the annual Day of Giving. And we're right out by the front door, so you can come up here and get your sandwich and, have an awkward interaction with me.
Is there anybody like standing in the parking lot? Because I like to yell at the drivers as they come by.
No, we're not. I actually unplugged the speaker for a minute.
Why?
I was trying to get this other outlet to work, but it doesn't work. So now I'm going to have to plug it back in inside again.
The next time somebody drives up, I just need to know what kind of car they're driving, and we can have some fun with them.
Yeah, we did that before. That's a tradition unlike any other. Yelling at the motorists.
Yes, I would like to yell. I would like to yell at some motorists, if you don't mind.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Thank you.
We'll do that. When we run out of stuff next hour, we'll do that, okay?
Okay.
So,
all right.
That's right. We'll get it.
Swing by, drive your car up, and I will roast you and your car.
That's right. Yeah, you'll get an actual real-life roast in real time. Yeah, that's pretty good. where else? It's like going to a Don Rickles concert back in the 70s or
right.
something.
Right.
Nobody knows who Don Rickles is, but whatever.
We know who Don Rickles is, and that's all that
matters. We do, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Let's see here. What else can we talk about here? So Louisville's going to hire this Charleston guy.
It appears that way, yeah. The Board of Regents, or whatever they call it, the trustees, they're going to meet tomorrow to approve it. And they believe they have their guy.
So this is the moment when Louisville fans have realized that they are not – a destination job. Like, they can't get a made man already. They have to get someone from a smaller school. Because I think Louisville fans thought the other way. They thought they were at Kentucky level where, well, we can go get our Calipari and do this. And they are not.
Well, maybe they are. Maybe they're just getting him before he becomes a really big name. To be fair, when Eric Musselman's name came up, everybody was like, eh? Who? Remember, yeah. I mean, this was Kelvin Sampson's job. You know, the names that were all being floated were the big names, and you go in and you get a guy that understands, you know, kind of where you are and what you need, and maybe they're going and getting that guy.
Yeah. Most importantly, Pat Kelsey's the guy's name. Richard Pitino took his name out, so he wasn't going to get the job. Because whenever you take your name out, you weren't going to get it.
He's in Ohio.
It's a polite thing.
He's an Ohio guy.
Yeah, Cincinnati.
And played at Wyoming and Xavier. So, I mean, the area is familiar to him. Recruiting the state of Ohio, obviously, is something that he's done before. So, you know, worked at Xavier, worked at Winthrop, Charleston, Wake Forest. I mean, he's been around a while. I mean, he's 48 years old. So, you know, maybe they got their guy. I mean, if they can keep him for 10 years, they did. It was a good hire.
Now, I know, you know, all these guys played somewhere probably at some point in their life. But it seems like the era of the star player turned coach is pretty much over. I mean, Ewing at Georgetown failed.
Penny.
Stackhouse failed at Vanderbilt. Juwan Howard failed at Michigan.
Penny.
Kenny Payne at Louisville.
Penny.
Penny Hardaway at Memphis. He's still employed there, at least, so he's still hanging on. But it seemed like that whole experiment failed.
Well,
all those guys got fired except for Penny.
Right, but I mean, there are college. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, and I'm drawing a complete blank of a guy who's having success.
I know there are former players. I mean, like Pat Kelsey played somewhere.
Right. Well, he played at Wyoming and Xavier.
Right.
Well, Hurley.
Dan Hurley, but I feel like more people know Bobby Hurley as a player than Dan Hurley.
He played at Seton Hall. So,
yeah.
Hubert Davis at UNC.
Hubert Davis is working out. Yeah, that's right. Unless he loses the NATO.
Matt Painter was a college player. You know, you got to get the right guy. You know, big names are great, but they got to be the right fit and the right guy. John Shire was a college player.
John Shire played at Duke. That's right. Yep. So there's a few, but like
Hoiberg over at Iowa State. I mean, there's some, but I mean, if you're talking about like the superstar level guys, yeah, that tends not to work out.
That didn't work. Yeah, yeah, the superstar. But like, you know, they always say like I've always heard that the star players don't necessarily always make the best coaches because they have so much talent. They can't explain how they do things. They just do it.
Well, half of coaching is teaching.
Right.
It's being able to communicate. And you've got the idea in your head and then being able to verbalize it to a player so that they understand.
Right.
And, you know, the great communicators are usually the best coaches.
Right.
And if you can't, that's why catchers usually make really good managers. Because they understand the entire game, not a first baseman who knows his little corner of the world. The catcher's got to know everything that's going on. Same thing, point guards are usually the best coaches, guys who had the ball in their hands, understand how the offense works.
But, But the most talented guys, or women, I guess, don't make the best coaches because so much of their they can't communicate how they do things. They just do it on talent.
Right, right.
But the you know, like a Fred Hoiberg, who you know was in the league, but you know wasn't necessarily a star or a starter or anything like that. He had to work twice as hard, and he clearly is able to communicate.
Well, look at Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr's a perfect example. That guy was a role player his entire career. Now he's one of the most successful coaches in NBA history because he can communicate. And he played with Jordan, and Jordan punched him in the face.
But the Warriors are done, though. It's over.
Look, or two players, and they're right back in it as long as Steph Curry, as long as that core is there.
Like 35. He's old now.
He's not 35.
Yes, he is.
No.
Steph Curry is 34. 36. Okay. He's 36.
Yeah, all right, they're done.
Fine. I was thinking
he's like 28.
I know. He has this young energy about him because, you know, he's fun to watch and he shoots the ball from 80 feet away. But he's 36. Draymond's
done.
They can't put up with him anymore. He is just a pain in the rear. I mean,
when he's right, he's one of the best defensive players in the NBA. The NBA is a different animal than college basketball. College basketball is still about the game, and the NBA is a totally different game. You've got to have a very particular set of skills, and then to manage that, like a guy like Steve Kerr, you've got to have a. Thank you.
you have taken speech in here.
Yeah. But to manage that, and have longevity as a coach, you really have to. You have to manage egos, and it's what Phil Jackson did so well.
Skills that make me a problem for someone like you.
I don't know if anybody else found that funny.
Girl, go. I will find you, and I will kill you.
That's right. 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 Now, Dawn Staley might be the best player turned coach that we have in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was gold medalist, whole thing, star player, and is a championship-winning college coach, maybe going to win another one here in a couple weeks, in all likelihood. That's a great catch from Ethan and Atkins on the McCarthy Hotline.
Yeah, Staley was a really good college basketball player. Really, really good.
Yeah, that's right. Joey has texted on the McCarthy Hotline that those that can do, those that can't coach or do radio.
Hey, listen. We don't have a skill set. This is what we do.
You know, skills that make us a problem for someone like you.
Someone in management.
Oh, man. All righty. Let's see. What do we got here? It's 22 minutes until the hour here on Ruskin and Zach. 866-285-4005. That's how you can join us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. John Pelfrey wasn't a great player. Oh, he's a fine player.
He was fine.
And he was a lousy head coach. I guess he's still at Mercer or Northern Kentucky.
Tennessee Tech's where he is.
Susie Gardner was at Mercer, and she quit recently. So
Mulkey was a pretty good player.
Mulkey was a good player. I find her
Pat
to be
Summitt
a
was a good player.
Human being.
But Pat Summitt was a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't get to the level of like Dawn Staley, but. Dawn Staley, probably the best example of great player turned great coach.
Yeah, probably so. Although Mulkey would probably say you're a hater for us not including her.
What about Billy Donovan?
He's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, he was good. He had a long, long NBA career.
Final Four at Providence with Rick Pitino.
Right.
Right?
He was the point Scott guard. Scott Skiles was that way.
Do you have let me ask you this totally randomly and off subject here. Like, do you find – there are programs in sports that you are like not a fan of, but you sympathize and kind of root for.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a Providence basketball sympathizer. I don't know why. I just like the Friars. I don't know why. I want them to do well.
Okay.
Do you have anything like that?
I watch a lot of Wyoming football.
That's it. Yes.
I like Wyoming football, and it was prior to Craig Bohl, who I thought was a really great coach, but I watch a lot of Wyoming football. I don't know why. When Leach was at Washington State, I watched a lot of Wazoo football.
Yeah, yeah.
College football is a little bit different because I hate everybody in college football except my team.
Right. Yes.
But I do. There are teams that I like. DePaul basketball in the 80s was really fun to watch, and then it just kind of fell off the end of the earth. But that's another one that I watched closely.
I worked with a guy who wasn't from here, but he became a Razorback basketball sympathizer. He got into it. He went to another school.
Speaking of which, this is not a swipe at you at all, but your father, there's something wrong with this man. He is a Duke basketball fan.
Right.
He is a Notre Dame football fan.
Yes.
And I found out he's a Green Bay Packer football NFL fan?
Yes, he is. Yes.
Does he root for the oil companies too? I mean, is there any other front-running team or organization that he could possibly root for?
Man U?
If he takes up soccer and is suddenly a Barcelona fan, I'll know.
He's gotten into Inter Miami lately for some reason.
Oh, gee, I wonder why. So what's with him? Can't he, go start a grassroots thing?
I don't know. He's also a Cardinal fan.
All right. That's his penance right there.
He's suffering now, but there were good times for Cardinal fans over the last 40 years.
Cardinal fans, and look, I deal with Yankee fans, and Yankee fans are just idiots. They're thick in the forehead idiots. Cardinal fans may be the most entitled fan base I have ever come across. Ever. Yeah. They believe, even when they lose 100 games a year, that they're still one of the best franchises in baseball.
All right. We need to hit a break here.
Baseball starts tomorrow. I'm angry.
It does. And your team is bad. And
yes.
We're having a hard time finding a way to watch Rockies games for DQ. So that's
well, good news. I have secured our Major League Baseball TV login. We're good.
Oh, excellent.
We are good to go.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.